Their way is to care about naught but self and one's own tribe, and they've ensured their tribe has in its hands the globe entire, its resources, and especially our lives. They've set the terms. They've placed the weight that makes them always win. And we've lived by their rules, their given limits to us. Despite our knowing that they test false over and over again, and still we live by them. It's cowardice alone, or rather fear, that keeps us silent. Fear and separation from each other, which it's time now for us to end. The faux maxim they put on bumpers to keep us lulled to sleep has it exactly backwards, as it's very locally, we must think, with these local minds and bodies, our hands, our eyes, our speech, and the trees that bloom just for us through the earth beneath our feet. Answer here to what will we covet in this interlinked vision we see, and will very soon with our sisters and brothers act globally to make it be. We have to act globally to be free locally. And on this matter of being a global actor, Power's example is telling. It means setbacks are absorbed philosophically, as it's the overall, the tend, toward which we continuously bend that matters. It's realizing that we are a global humanity that allows us to get beyond particular grievances. And I'm going to have to end a little early today. Thank you for listening to these words. And please continue to, and if you have some ideas for how to boost the volume out there of these discussions, please let me know. naz2endwork@gmail.com. And I hope you visit the website, naz2endwork.com. Until next week, peace.